Hey girlies, what's up? Welcome back to the pod. Happy Monday. I hope you have been having a great week, whatever day it is. Hope you're having a great day. If you're on YouTube, hey, new setup. It's kind of cute, featuring my plant, Eugene. If y'all know, I'm obsessed with him. Also, Fit, sponsored by Depop, aka both things are from Brandy Melville. I actually just got the sweatshirt I'm wearing right now. Low-key smells like cigarettes, but it's fine. It's fine. Also, for any of the audio-only listeners, as in most people who listen to the podcast, definitely check out my YouTube if you want to see the fit, see the new recording space, or I'll probably post something on my Instagram, so you can check that out at the Girly Girl Podcast. So definitely do that. But, oh, also I want to point something out for everybody on video. If you see me looking down, that is because I have my laptop down here with some tips. Because in case you didn't know, in case you didn't read the title of this episode, we're talking about glow-ups. We're talking about how to glow up physically, mentally, socially, just pretty much your whole life. And if you're like, hey, Carmen, why are you doing this? Well, because this is going to motivate me. This is going to motivate all of us to be better people, to be better versions of ourselves, right? Because I don't know if y'all have seen this, but on TikTok, there's this trend that's called like being quote unquote that girl, right? Which you're like, what does that mean, right? But it's kind of pretty much being like a really healthy person. So I would say I am not that girl, considering I haven't exercised since the summer, but hey, it's chill. Actually, no, the last time I exercised was spring break. Yeah, that is true. But that's what we're doing. We're trying to become that girl. We're learning how to glow up, and I'm just super excited. But before we get into that, of course, we have best and worst of the week. And the rest of the week was that I didn't have a lot of homework, and I'm guessing that's because I have finals slash AP exams coming up, which I haven't even had my first AP exam. I have my first one on Wednesday, and that is AP Lang. Not studying for that. I'm not worried about that at all. But yeah, I feel like most of my classes are coming to a close. I haven't learned anything new in for a month, maybe in calculus. So we've just been practicing that. Spanish, I'm not having a final. The only normal final I have is in my physics class because I'm in normal physics. Everything else is an AP exam or I don't have it, you know, which is really nice. But I'm just so ready for the end of the year. I'm ready for summer. Lots of fun plans. Going to the Grand Canyon. I'm going to Nantucket. And I'm going to get a job. So that's slightly scary. Also, little life update, I have been driving, so I'm hoping to get my license before school ends. Just need to learn how to park. That is a minor inconvenience, but hey, I think we're going to get there, so it should be fine. So my worst of the week is that I ran out of my Curology. So let me just tell the story because it just sounds so dumb. But Curology, the one I had the trial version, which was supposed to last a month. I was like, yeah, that's fine. This will 100% last me a month. 3 weeks in, I'm almost out of the special cream with your prescription in it. A few days later, I'm almost out of the moisturizer. And my new shipment hasn't even shipped. So I ran out of the actual treatment, which is supposed to fix my acne, run out of the moisturizer. So I have to start using another moisturizer, which causes me to break out. So my skin was not good this week. You can't tell on this video because it's so crappy, which, sorry about that. I don't have a camera. This is literally from my phone slash laptop. It's kind of confusing to explain. But I have a pimple right above my lip and it hurts so badly and I think it's infected and I've put on 2 pimple patches. I don't know if that's doing anything, but my face started breaking out. Luckily, My Curology came the other day, literally started screaming. My mom walked up and she brought it. And I was like, I love you. I love you, Mom. You're the best. But that kind of sucks. It always makes me feel bad when I start freaking out, which even though most of the time I can't control it, but sometimes I feel like I can, which I think in some cases I kind of can. But anyway, so we're talking about how to glow up, how to be that girl. I'm going to share my best tips and practices for glowing up so you can glow up this summer, come back to school, be a boss bitch. Hopefully we won't have to wear masks to school, so you'll be looking fresh. You'll be looking cute inside and out, okay? And yeah, quote of the week. Who's ready? This one is cute. I really like it, but it says, you're over here doubting yourself while so many people are afraid of your potential. And I really like this because I think it's easy to get stuck in thinking of, oh, someone is so much farther ahead of me. Why haven't I done this? How have they grown so much? How are they so much farther than me? But I think it's important to remember that we all start at different places. We all have different journeys. So don't doubt yourself. Know that where you are, that's okay. And that's fine. And also that you're a baddie. Don't doubt your abilities. You have the potential to do literally anything. And just think, if you're comparing yourself to someone else, someone is 100% comparing themselves to you, being like, oh my gosh, she's so amazing. She's so smart. She's so successful. She's so beautiful. Whatever. Someone's going to be comparing themselves to you while you're comparing maybe yourself to them. Like, everybody has different expectations. So don't doubt yourself. Feel confident in what you can do, who you are, and you'll be good to go. But I just thought I should share that because I know it's easy for me to get stuck in thinking that I'm not good enough or I'm not as successful as someone. Especially, I think it's easy to think this when you're surrounding yourself with people who are, I guess, not better than you, but all of my friends I know personally are a lot smarter than me. And that can be kind of hard because I see all my friends, they're getting 35s on the ACT, they're getting 33s, they're getting almost perfect scores on the SAT. I'm just chilling over here with my 27, 28, you know? And it just kind of sucks, you know? Because all your friends are talking about all these good schools they want to go to, and you're like, what am I going to do? What's wrong with me? But also, I think it's important to remember that we all have things that we're better at, and you don't have to be good at everything. We all have our strengths, we all have our weaknesses, and that's okay. But don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. Make sure you turn on notifications if you're on YouTube, turn on notifications on Instagram, whatever. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. We're getting close to 200, so if you can do that, I will literally love you forever because I think that would be so cool. Also, little insider scoop. Since I haven't told anybody this, but actually I might have told people probably at some point. But this summer I'm going to be redoing my cover art, hopefully, because it is a little crusty and I've been making a Pinterest board. It's private, so you guys can't see it in case you were gonna look, but I'm just super excited. I think it's gonna be really cute, kind of thinking of a flower, maybe picnic-y theme. Pastel colors. I don't know. We're going to see. But before we get into it, I'm going to take a quick water break and then I'll be right back.
And now a word from our sponsor. Revolution Beauty is affordable and accessible makeup for all. Since day one, Revolution has been challenging beauty norms and championing diversity. All products are 100% cruelty-free and designed based on consumer feedback, so Revolution has something for every skin type and any occasion. As someone who prioritizes skincare and loves experimenting with different types of products, Revolution is great because it offers a variety of different things, from makeup to skincare products for all your beauty needs. We're teaming up with Revolution Beauty to give you 20% off your next purchase by using the code PODGO20. That's code PODGO20 at revolutionbeauty.us. Check out the link in our show notes and join the revolution today.
And I'm back. Hey guys, what's up? Okay, there's just a few things that I really want to point out to everybody because I think they're important to note. But First thing is that when I say glowing up, I don't just mean getting skinny, eating healthy, wearing makeup, whatever. I'm not thinking about just the physical things. I'm thinking about how we can glow up mentally, socially, and physically. But the main thing is that if you feel good on the inside, you're going to look good on the outside. I think that when you're confident in yourself, that it just kind of exudes out. I don't know. But that's why we're taking it in a holistic approach. I think that's the word. Not quite sure. Also, I want to say that I am not perfect. I'm not someone who does all the things I'm going to say. I have a lot to work on, so please don't think I'm some perfect person. I'm not, and we all have things we can improve about ourselves, specifically for me, exercise. Not very good at that. Need to improve that. But this is supposed to make all of us better. I'm not just saying this is literally everything that I do so you can be as good as me. No. I mean, of course, I'm great and whatever. But I'm not perfect. I don't do all these things, but this is just suggestions. Also, you don't have to do everything I say. You don't. These are just things that I think would be helpful overall to better yourself. So, first, we're going to start out with how you can glow up mentally. First thing I think that is super important, related to what I just said a little bit ago, but improving your confidence, okay? Confidence really makes people just look better. I don't know what it is, but when I see someone who's confident, it looks better. Maybe it's in their posture, maybe it's in the way they carry themselves, but confidence is really beautiful, and it doesn't matter what you look on the outside. If you're confident, you're gonna look good. I mean, I remember there's this trend on TikTok, or I don't know if it's still a thing, but where people would take a video of themselves not looking confident, right? And then they would do a little transition and it'd be them looking confident. And of course, in some ways, they still look the same, but also it's a totally different person. If you're confident, you look good. And if you're wondering, hey, Carmen, I don't feel so confident, I don't feel so good about my body, about myself in general, then hey, I've been there, I totally get that, and that's okay, because you can only improve, and that's pretty cool, because you can always get better. But I think two main things that are super helpful for confidence is hyping yourself up, using positive affirmations, telling yourself, I love myself, I'm beautiful, look in the mirror, say that to yourself, I'm powerful, I'm strong, I'm worthy, I deserve love, whatever. Say all those things. And also, if you want more self-confidence tips, I think it might be my third or fourth episode of the podcast. I do discuss self-confidence and share some tips. Also, I'm planning on doing an updated version just so more people can find it. Because for some reason, people don't seem to like to scroll and look for it. But I will probably do another one of those soon. But in the meantime, definitely check out that episode for more tips. I promise you it'll help so much. But confidence is key. And if all else fails, fake it till you make it, okay? No one knows. I think this is something that I constantly have to remind myself, is that no one knows how I actually feel. Especially, I like to remind myself, when someone sends me a text that I don't know how to respond, that makes me anxious or that's stressing me out, I'm thinking to myself, wait, calm down. They can't see my reaction, and that's okay. So people, if you're pretending like you are confident, you're gonna convince yourself that you actually are, and then in time, you are gonna be confident. You're gonna be this baddie, and you're gonna be killing life, okay? Fake it till you make it. It's kind of like when you're sick, if you tell yourself, I'm not sick, my allergies aren't bad, if you don't focus on it, if you say, I'm not sick, I feel healthy, I'm fine, you're not going to be sick. It's kind of like tricking your brain in a way, but I mean, it works. Fake it till you make it. There's no shame in that game. Literally no shame. Just do it. And another thing I think that helps to improve yourself mentally is to do things you actually like. You might be thinking, duh, Carmen, of course I'm going to do things I actually like. They think in high school and middle school, it's kind of hard because your parents might have certain expectations of what activities they want you to participate in. So you can put them on your resume so you can get into a good college or get into a good high school. But I mean, of course you can do those things, but just have at least one activity that's just for yourself. That's something that you just enjoy. That's something you're not just doing to put on a resume or to say you did it just for doing it or whatever. For example, for me, I started a podcast, okay? Did I do this because I could put it on my resume? I mean, like, yeah, that's one of the pluses, but that's not the only reason that I do my podcast. I love my podcast. I think it's fun. It gives me something to do. I think another good example is reading. I read all the freaking time. I read every day for an hour or two, pretty much. And that's a hobby I really enjoy. It makes me feel good. It's time that I have to myself. Maybe you like to hike or play a sport, or you have a small business. Do something that you actually enjoy. It doesn't have to be something big either. You don't have to start your own business. You don't have to start a podcast. Just sit down, read a book, color. You can do one of those adult coloring books. Just something that it's just for you, just relaxing, something you can feel passionate about and really enjoy and not have to feel the pressure of doing it and being good at it because you're going to have to put it on a resume and you're going to have to write down, I did this for X amount of hours and this is what I completed, X, Y, and Z. No, you don't need to do that. Find something fun. Do something you actually like and you'll feel good. Having a purpose always improves your mental state. Surround yourself with people who bring you up, meaning not people who are toxic, people who aren't fun to be around. And don't waste your time with people you don't vibe with, because this is going to sound so cheesy, but I'm going to say it. You have one life to live, YOLO. Who literally cares? Don't spend time with people you don't like. That's a waste of energy. Be with people you do like. And I think that if someone is toxic, if you have a friend, maybe an acquaintance that you just have to interact with, they're bringing you down, that can really put a damper on your confidence. That can make you feel bad about yourself, make you start questioning your self-worth, when in all actuality, you're amazing, you're great. And it's them who's actually insecure, but they just feel the need to bring you down to make themselves feel better. And going back to self-confidence, I think it's really important not to focus on what other people are saying. Focus on yourself, because a lot of people just say things to make themselves feel better because they just have their own insecurities. So if someone is saying something shitty to you, if they're saying something rude, you don't need to respond. You have control over yourself. One of the things that annoys me so much, one of my biggest pet peeves, is when someone says something that, oh, I'll just use my sister's name. This is not an actual story. Oh, Hadley did this, so I did this in response, but it's not my fault because she did that first. No. You choose how you react to things. It doesn't matter what this other person did. You don't have control over them, okay? They can do whatever the crap they want. They can do whatever the heck they want. It doesn't matter what they're doing. Focus on what you're doing. You choose how you're going to respond. So don't let them influence you, okay? Okay, hon. Heard. Set goals for yourself. Stuff like, I want to do X by whatever, December. I want to accomplish this by this time. Give yourself a purpose. That's another thing that I think I mentioned earlier. Having a purpose is going to give you something to do. It gives you meaning to just keep going. And to really, I think it raises, I don't know how to say this, kind of mental power, maybe. It's similar to starting a new day when you feel really refreshed, The sun's coming up. It's a beautiful sunny day. That's what it is to have a purpose, to wake up and know what you have to do, to know that what you're doing is helping people, even if it's just helping yourself. I think that's really cool. And setting goals also make sure that you want to succeed. You want to improve. And I think that's good. It doesn't matter what your goal is, as long as you're just trying to improve some aspect of your life. Maybe it's you want to start journaling. You want to journal every night. I know for me, I talk about this all the time, but when I got back into reading last summer, my goal was just, okay, I'm going to read every night before bed. And to do this, I'm going to set my book right next to me on my bedside table. Therefore, it's accessible and I can just grab it and start reading. And that's super helpful because I can just have it. And now it's become a habit and I don't even notice that I'm doing it. I don't even have to think about it. It's just something that has become a part of my routine. So I think setting goals is good. Be honest with yourself. Don't try to set a bunch of crazy goals. Set maybe two or three that you think you can accomplish. And again, if you don't get to all of them, that's okay. We don't always meet our own expectations, and our own expectations can often be misleading because I know I expect a lot out of myself. I want to do this, this, and this, but sometimes I don't have the time to complete all of that, and that's okay. Take into account your schedule. Take into account what's realistic for you and your lifestyle, and then proceed with setting a goal. Something else that I think is really important is honesty. And when I say honesty, of course, I mean being honest with other people, but mainly I'm talking about being honest with yourself. Really be honest with how you're feeling. And if you don't feel okay, stop telling yourself, I'm okay, I'm fine. Because then you're just pushing your emotions to the side, and that isn't healthy. It's better to attack them head on, to really dive deep into why am I feeling this way. I think something that can help with that is journaling, going to a therapist, going to a school counselor, talking to a friend, talking to a parent, a trusted adult, literally whoever, just sharing your feelings. Maybe you want to just audio record, sit in your closet, talk to your phone, record. Do that. Talk to a mirror, talk to yourself, talk to your pet, talk to your dog, okay? Whatever you want to do, be honest with yourself, be honest with how you're feeling. This can be a small thing from saying, oh, I don't like Josh. I don't even know a Josh, whatever. I don't like Josh. Josh doesn't like me. Why would I ever like Josh? You like Josh. Okay, we all know you like Josh. Stop pretending you don't like Josh. Stop lying to yourself. Or it could be something from, I'm not sad. I don't feel this way. I'm fine. Girl, it's okay if you're not fine. We all have bad days. We all have bad weeks. We all have bad months, okay? And that's okay. But you need to get the help you need. You need to be honest with yourself, and you need to be willing to take a step forward, to really reach out and say, yeah, I'm not doing okay, but I want to be okay. And I think that's the main thing. Just wanting to improve and wanting to be okay will really push you forward. Next up, my absolute favorite thing and something I think is so, so, so very important is routines. This kind of relates back to creating habits, but my favorite thing is a routine. A routine makes me feel safe. A routine helps me start or end my day. Personally, I have a morning and night routine, and that's just where I do my skincare, hygiene stuff, shower, hair care, whatever, all of it, every routine. And this gets you into the rhythm of just doing the same thing every day. And I think that can be really relaxing. And it's a form of self-care, which self-care is always important. I know it has become, quote unquote, trendy in recent years or in the recent decade, whatever. I'm not that old to know what was trending a decade ago. And I am 17. Whatever. Self-care is trendy right now, okay? But it's still important, even though it might just seem like a trend or people are just talking about it. You should be doing this, whatever. Your self-care doesn't have to be taking a bubble bath every night or doing a face mask. It can literally just be, okay, this morning I'm going to do my skincare routine. This morning I'm going to put on moisturizer. I'm going to wash my face. Because I think morning and night routines are time where you don't have your phone. Personally, I don't like to play music or listen to anything when I'm doing this. You can if you want. But I just like to be with myself, with my thoughts, wash my face. I love washing my face. It's so relaxing. It's so nice. And I just think it's really helpful. I mean, I think self-care is necessary. For me, self-care is good skincare routine, reading a book, even just taking a normal shower. It doesn't have to be anything big. I think self-care can also really help you improve your mental health. And relating to self-care, I think it's important that you aren't on your phone 24/7. Spend time away from your screen. Spend time away from social media, because social media can fuel comparison. And if you're someone who falls victim to comparing yourself easily to people online, it's important to take breaks. You can actually, on your apps, in case you didn't know, you can set limits on how much time you want to have. And even if you aren't going to get off the app at that time, like, oh, you've been on Instagram for an hour, it's still nice to know, oh my gosh, have I actually been on Instagram for an hour straight now? Because that's kind of a mindset shift. Like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. And I think that's really important. Also relating to social media, I think it's important to take breaks. Take social media cleanses. Take time away. Delete the app. Just delete it. You don't need all of them. For me personally, I don't have Snapchat. And that was quite a process to get rid of, because I would say I was pretty much addicted to Snapchat, which sounds dumb. I was, because I've shared this story before on my social media episode, but I'll just briefly go over it. But when I had Snapchat, I was on it all the time, and maybe freshman year, my best friend and I decided to do a social media cleanse just for a week. So we deleted TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, all of it. And I was totally fine with TikTok and Instagram. I didn't care, but Snapchat, I would get this feeling, it was kind of like an itch. I don't know how to explain it. It was just like I needed it. It was like, you know when you get really itchy and you just want to scratch it? It was like that, but in my head, but for wanting Snapchat. And I couldn't go a week without being on Snapchat. I would download it just for a few days, and that really wasn't healthy. And I think that just made me realize, hey, this isn't normal. I mean, I guess it could be normal now because of social media, but I didn't think it was okay. And I hadn't really realized that until I finally took a step back. But then this past September, I actually decided to delete the app, and I had no problem because I was slowly using it less. I didn't find a purpose. I wasn't really talking to my friends on it. I was just on it to be on it, to have it, just to have it. And I really didn't like it. It was also making me anxious. It was stressing me out. It wasn't giving me any value back. So I didn't think I should have it. So I deleted it. Let me just tell you, if you're debating deleting a social media app, you're not going to miss anything. You're literally, the only things you would ever miss out on are stuff that are stupid little things that don't matter, that'll just involve a bunch of drama, petty stuff. And you don't need to know that, okay? If there's a social media that stresses you out, that makes you feel less than, delete it, okay? Or take time away from it, whatever. You don't need to always be on your phone. Another thing that can help mentally is just educating yourself, okay? This doesn't have to be doing boring things. It can be listening to podcasts like this one, listening to business podcasts, listening to advice podcasts. You're already doing it. You're already a step there. So good job. Listening to anything you want, whatever educational thing. Maybe you're into graphic design, listening to graphic design podcasts. Or also, I think something really important is reading books. One, reading books are fun, and it's similar to watching a movie, but it's better for you, and it'll help you with tests, improve your reading comprehension, improve your vocabulary, improve your writing. It's pretty much, you kind of just should do it. Anyway, so that was pretty much all for mentally glowing up. Now moving on to how you can physically glow up. First things first, drink lots of water, guys. Literally carry a water bottle with you. I don't know if you have noticed or not, but I have a water bottle with me while I'm recording. If you are on video, then you can see. But drink water throughout the day. Replace it. Instead of having soda or what's another drink? I just am blanking. Coffee. Drink water. If you don't like the taste of water for some reason, you think it's boring, add one of those flavoring things. Add lemon. Put fruit in it and it'll taste a lot better. Make tea. Whatever. It's still water. Just drink water throughout the day. Bring it with you to school. Bring it with you in your room. I know I always have a water bottle in my room. I always drink lots of water at meals. Also, you don't want to be that person that is not drinking water, because water, I feel like I sound so stupid, but I just want to let people know, because I know I wasn't thinking about this, but water is going to make your skin so glowy and so good. Because when you're dehydrated, one, you just feel kind of disgusting, you have a headache, your skin is kind of crusty looking, but when you're hydrated, oh my god, you look so good, so good. Next thing, kind of relating to that, I feel like the main three things for physically glowing up: water, getting sleep, eating healthy. So we're just going to tackle those three things first. So getting enough sleep. Like, obviously, duh, I'm supposed to be sleeping, but I can't. And I get that. I do. I feel like people say you're supposed to sleep for 8 hours, which, I mean, can be unrealistic, but also is very achievable. You do not need to be going to bed at 3 a.m. every night. No one needs to do that. You don't need to stay up that late. What are you doing? Last time I stayed up till 3 a.m. was watching Barbie Life in the Dream House. What are you doing? Okay, reading Wattpad? Girl, what helps me go to sleep earlier is putting my phone away. So I personally have a nightstand beside my bed, but I don't put my phone there. I put my phone on the opposite end of the room on a desk, and I just charge it over there. You might be thinking, hey, but I have an alarm. I need my phone for the morning. No, you can get up and turn off your alarm. This will also prevent you from sleeping in, which is really good on school mornings when you don't want to get up. So before you go to bed, put your phone on the other side of the room, turn on Do Not Disturb, turn your phone off. You don't need to be hearing notifications, and you'll be good to go. Also, reducing your screen time before you go to bed is really helpful. That's why I like to read before I go to sleep. You could also do your nighttime routine. Just don't go on your phone for maybe an hour. Shower, wash your face, shave your legs, do whatever you want. Color, journal. Journaling is always good. You can clear your head if you're an overthinker. I know I can sometimes be, when you're going to sleep and you just have thoughts circling your head, it's helpful if you journal before you go to sleep, because then you don't have to worry about them. They're all tucked away in your journal and you don't have to think about it. So definitely suggest that. But do kind of have a wind-up activity. Maybe you want to meditate. I've heard a lot of people enjoy that. I, in fact, have tried meditating. I can say with 100% certainty it is very challenging, but I think it can help calm you down. Do some yoga, light exercise before you go to bed, whatever. Just find something relaxing that you enjoy and that you like to do, and you'll be good. Just don't go on your phone. Next up, out of the big three, is to eat healthy. Eat healthier. You don't have to eat. You don't have to go vegan. You don't have to be vegetarian. It's fine. Just try incorporating more fruits and veggies into your diet. Maybe you like cereal in the morning. Put strawberries in your bowl of cereal. Eat a salad for lunch. Or maybe you're having steak. Have a side salad. Put some arugula. Have some broccoli. Whatever. I know my family is really good about having fruits and vegetables. Just adding more of those into your daily diet, I think, can be good. Maybe instead of eating chips, eat some frozen berries. Eat frozen grapes. I love frozen grapes. Oh my God. They are so good. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Also, try eating less processed foods. So maybe not as much chips and stuff like that. Why am I blanking on every processed food? Pretty much try to eat more fruits and veggies. But also, I'm not saying only eat fruits and veggies, because that would not go well for your digestive system. Also, you don't need to be cutting out whole food groups. Don't diet, okay? I think that's the biggest thing, is that you don't need to cut out whole food groups. You don't need to do this. You don't need to be like, oh, I'm going to cut out all my sugar. I'm going to cut out all my carbs. No, you need some sugar. You need some carbs. The importance is balance in your diet. You're not trying to be this stick. You're not trying to starve yourself. That's not healthy. That's not going to make you glow up. It's going to make you sickly, okay? We're trying to create balance in our life. We're trying to improve our life, and dieting is not going to do that. It may seem like a quick fix. It's not going to last long term, and it'll really impact you mentally. So try to eat a more balanced diet with just adding a little bit more fruits and veggies. Next up, my absolute favorite thing, skincare, okay? Try perfecting your skincare routine. Of course, our skin always changes throughout the year. I know in the winter, my skin gets more dry. Whatever, I break out. I don't even know when I break out. It depends. I don't really break out during the summer, though, so that's good. But if you need some recommendations for skincare, I do have a whole episode about this. I think it's called I Have Acne and I'm Beautiful. Something like that. Something interesting like that. My title game, really good. Really good. But I currently am using Curology, which has helped with my acne. I also know that if you have severe hormonal acne, I definitely recommend, if possible, that you go to a dermatologist, because they can prescribe medicine that'll help cure your acne. But if that's not accessible to you, try Curology. It's a lot more affordable, but of course it might not be a fix for everybody, because I know for me, I have to take regular skin medicine and I'm using Curology. Is my skin still breaking out? Yes, a little bit. But it's not horrible. I currently just have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, I have maybe 2 pimples right now, which isn't that bad. But I think the main thing with skincare is that you shouldn't be using harsh products. If you have oily skin, you still need to moisturize. If you are breaking out, you still need moisture, okay? Just make sure you're choosing maybe a lighter moisturizer. And don't use harsh products all the time. Salicylic acid? No. No, don't use that. Learn your skin type. That could be helpful too when determining products. If you have sensitive skin, you're not going to want to use these harsh products. I know for me, I personally have sensitive skin. So you have to be mindful about what you're choosing to put on your skin. I would say I have sensitive combination skin, meaning some of my face is really oily and some of it is more dry, normal. But take a skin type quiz. You can literally Google, what's my skin type quiz? Or watch a YouTube video about learning your skin type, and that'll help you out. And then you can learn your products from there. Next up is a thing that I am so bad at, and I'm going to push myself to do more this summer. Exercising regularly. That just did not sound like a word. Regularly. Regularly? Bruh. I don't know. But you can do so many different types of exercise. There's so many different things you can do. Run, walk, yoga. For me personally, I really want to kickbox. I just want to hit something. Personally, I just feel like hitting a wall or hitting people. I really just want to punch someone in the face, you know? but not in an abusive, bad way. I just want to hit someone, which could be anger issues manifesting. We're not going to look too much into that. But yeah, find some form of exercise you like. I know I really like yoga. I think that's fun. If you like to run, run. Maybe you want to play a school sport. That's exercise. Play a school sport. Whatever. Maybe you're not someone who likes going to gyms. Try at-home workouts. I know I love the dance workouts. They're so fun. You can find dance party workouts. Do some Zumba. Do core workouts. Chloe Ting. Whatever. There's so many different options, but just trying to exercise regularly, I think, can be really helpful. Another thing you can do is try to glow up your wardrobe. So to do this, it'd be helpful if you got rid of clothes that didn't fit, clothes you don't like, clothes that you don't feel confident in. So pretty much cleaning out your closet. And with these clothes, you're going to want to donate or sell them. Probably try to sell as much as them as you can or gift them to other people, because sometimes when you donate, they're not all your clothes, or not all of them, but a good amount of your clothes can still end up in a landfill, which is really sad. So we want to try to sell as much of our clothes or gift it to siblings or friends. And you can sell clothes on apps like Depop. So definitely look into that. And you should also try to invest in good quality clothes, thrift, whatever. Thrifting is so fun. I know, as I said at the beginning of this episode, what I'm wearing right now is both from Depop. So I'm buying someone else's clothes. Again, this sweatshirt kind of smells like cigarettes, but I feel like I should wash it really badly. Buy stuff you're actually going to wear, okay? And don't buy something just to buy it. Don't buy something just because your mom really wants you to have it, but you low-key think it's ugly. I'm literally just talking about this because I was shopping for prom dresses earlier. Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I did not say this. So last episode, I was saying that I don't have school prom. Turns out I do. So that's in 3 weeks. Maybe it's on May 27th. So I'm going to keep you guys updated. I will give an in-depth summary of what happened, either on Instagram, TikTok, or here. So stay tuned. Get excited. But anyway, buy stuff you're actually going to wear. And not just because your mom says it's cute and you think it's really ugly, but you're too scared to tell her because you don't want her to yell at you. So you should also need to improve your hygiene, okay? There's a lot of basic hygiene things that I think people don't really think about, that they're like, meh, it's fine if I skip. No. No, please don't. So, some main things, in case you're wondering what I'm talking about. You need to brush your teeth twice a day, okay? I don't care if you're too tired. Brush your teeth. Brush your teeth before you go to bed. You don't want a stanky mouth. No one wants that. And also wash your face at least once a day. We all have different skin types. So some people only need to wash once a day. Most people need twice. I know personally I wash my face twice a day, but at least once a day. Okay, please do that. Please do that for me. Also shower regularly. Why do I keep saying regularly? Whatever. Anyway, but shower regularly. Maybe shower daily. Shower when you get crusty. You don't need to wash your hair every day. I personally wash my hair every 2 to 3 days, but it's nice to shower daily. And also have a get ready routine. Have a shower routine. Have stuff you like to do. Make it fun. Also, something that I have found to be so fun, when I told my dentist, she was like, girl, you've been supposed to be doing that since you were 10, but flossing, okay? I didn't start flossing until this year, which is so embarrassing, but it has made my teeth so much better, and it makes your breath not smell at all. Because I would always wonder, I was like, why does my breath smell? I've been brushing my teeth. I brush my teeth twice a day, every day. Okay, that's not enough. You need to floss. It's so satisfying. It makes it smell so good. Literally obsessed with it. It's so good. I'm kind of in love with flossing, and I think it might be bad, but also it's fine. How to glow up socially. Main thing, okay. I kind of already mentioned this, but I really want to drill it into you. Cut toxic people out of your life, okay? You don't need them. They don't need you. You're great, but you are not great together, okay? That's how I like to think about it with toxic friends, is that everyone has different experiences with people. We react differently to everybody. Despite whatever, Clara being a great girl, you and Clara are not great together. You're a great person. Clara's a great person. But together, you are toxic. So we don't like that relationship. We don't want that. And if you want some tips for cutting out toxic people in your life, or my experience with toxic friends, my experience with a friend breakup, listen to my episode. I think it's called Friends and Friendship from the Fall. Definitely check it out. I promise you it'll be so helpful. And then also another thing to glow up socially, learn how to be the bigger person. Learn how to handle conflicts. I think this is really important because it's easy to let your anger get the best of you and try to be petty. I know I have often done this. I've just been so petty. I'm like, whatever, who cares? They suck. I'm pissed, right? But try to be the bigger person. Try to know you're great. You're a baddie. You are loved. You deserve love. Learn how to handle conflicts. Try to think of things from the other person's point of view. If you want more tips about handling conflicts, especially with your parents, how to deal with that, listen to my parents' episode. I think it's called like Parental Supervision Advised, maybe something like that. It has the word parents kind of in it, but I definitely suggest you check that out because I think it'll be super duper helpful. And then also sometime in the future, I'm really excited about this because I was telling my mom will be featured on the pod and she's going to answer all of your guys' questions from a mom's point of view. And she's super cool. So you're really going to love that. And don't forget to leave a review, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And I just want to let you guys know that when you feel good on the inside, you're going to look good on the outside, okay? You're going to exude confidence. It's going to add a glow to your skin, pep in your step. You're just going to feel great overall. So focus on how you can improve yourself on the inside, mentally, socially, over how you can improve yourself physically. Of course, you can focus on that too, but I think the inside really matters more because it's going to be what lasts long term. And that's always important. And just know that you are perfect the way you are. Of course, there are always things that we can improve about ourselves, myself included. I just want to let you know that you don't have to change for anyone, but you can change for yourself, and that's totally okay. And make sure to check out all the links in the description to find my blog, newsletter, email, etc. And make sure you're following me on Instagram and TikTok at the Girly Girl Podcast. If you aren't already, you can also find me on Pinterest at the Girly Girl Podcast. And again, thank you so much for listening. Also, just want to say for my newsletter, kind of having technical difficulties with that / low-key forgot that I've been doing that, but people keep signing up for that, which probably should take that out. But I'm working on that. So if you signed up for that and you're like, Carmen, why haven't I gotten an email? Well, that is because I have not sent them out since December, but that's okay. We're going to work on it. It will be up and running this summer. So you can join it now if you want. But again, thank you so much for listening. I'm literally obsessed with every single one of you guys. Thank you for all your nice messages. I hope you have an amazing rest of your week. I hope finals is not stressful. And just know, summer is almost here. You're going to glow up. You're going to look so good. And I love you guys so much. I'll see you later. Bye.